This just in, the golden arches are neither red nor blue.
Oh.
Oh, now does that kind of make sense?
It had to sink in for just a second.
Yeah. The golden arches are neither red nor blue.
I get that.
Yeah. They serve all.
Oh.
Now, Trump went into service and sold some French fries under the golden arches. Yeah. But I guess somebody in the hierarchy of McDonald's wanted to make sure that people knew that, yeah.
They don't endorse any particular.
And to that I say, you don't worry, those stinking patchouli oil stinking smelling hippies aren't eating there anyway.
Good point.
So there's that.
They're raising their own in their backyard. Of all sorts of things.
It is 7:07 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, Fox News, trying to estimate election results. They're thinking it might be as much as 4 days after the election before we find out.
That's depressing.
Yes, it
four
is.
4 days.
Oh, wait. Did you say that's depressing?
I did.
Hold my legal marijuana.
Okay.
Wow, dude.
Are you inhaling?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm self-medicating to prepare myself for the depressing news I'm going to share with you.
Okay.
Now, this comes from the Daily Mail out of the United Kingdom. It is interesting how they beat American journalists on a lot of different stories.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just don't hide it.
Well, there's that. Terrifying new research has laid bare how notorious Venezuelan super gang Trendy Aragua, their criminal tentacles, how they've spread across America. So referred to as TDA, because that's a little bit easier to say.
Yeah.
Now, they've crept into the U.S., hidden among 1 million Venezuelan migrants who've entered the country during the Biden administration. 1 million just from Venezuela. Gee, what could go wrong? Look, they opened up their jails, their prisons, sent their ne'er-do-wells on their way. And along with them, this gang. Arrest data shared with DailyMail.com now has revealed that the tattooed gangsters are operating in even more cities, U.S. cities, than originally feared, with San Antonio, Texas being the latest hub of activity. Now listen to this. Listen to how they're described. They're dubbed the epitome of evil and MS-13 on steroids. Did you hear me?
That's scary.
And MS-13, they're not a bunch of choir boys. Okay? No. This is not good. Police investigation showed that the mob is behind a spiraling crime wave across the U.S. with members accused of murders, violent assaults on cops, and sex trafficking women. MS-13, they were never really organized, but this TDA, Trendy Aragua, is a transnational criminal organization from the bottom to the top, according to Colorado's former ICE director, John Fabricatori. These guys, right here in the U.S., they're sending money back to leaders in Venezuela. They're setting up shop like a corporation. It's like the mafia. What it took MS-13 to do in a 10-year period, TDA has been able to do in less than a year. Okay? So, here's where their tentacles are. Stamford, Connecticut, New York, Athens, Georgia, Miami, Florida, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, El Paso, Aurora, Colorado. You know that story. They took over apartment complexes. Remember how the mayor and others tried to deny the story and then said there's nothing to it? Not only was there something to it, we know now that that is one of 10 areas where they're operating for sure. Prairie Duchesne in Wisconsin. Not really familiar with that area. Stamford, Connecticut. Chicago, Illinois.
No shock there.
So this is where they have their tentacles. Now, what are they going to do? Well, they traffic in, you know, human trafficking, sex trafficking. They're involved in the drug trade.
Right.
They're involved in rapes, murders, burglaries, holdups, whatever. All of the above. Now, let's just say, because they're organized, they're sending money back to their leaders. Their leaders are probably giving them orders of what to do. Could there possibly be a nexus between these gangs and something occurring between now and the actual election day. Remember, who runs the show in Venezuela? That's they're dictators and socialists, okay? That was a wealthy country, by the way, and it wasn't that long ago.
No.
It was not that long ago that they were doing quite well. So, what could happen? Think about these cities. If these cities, there was some sort of an attack on or near Election Day, what would that do to voter turnout?
People would stay home by the millions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already averted one by, like, an Afghan that came through.
Well, look how they're set up in four cities in Texas. You know how bad the Democrats want to turn Texas blue. So they're set up in four major cities.
Miami, here.
And they're set up in Miami, which has a strong Cuban Republican presence.
No coincidence, yep. I'm sure.
Athens, Georgia, College Town, that already has, they have the immigrant that killed the college girl.
Right.
There. Okay, so New York, Connecticut, Wisconsin. That's a battleground state.
Hmm.
Right?
And since you don't believe in coincidences, I'm thinking you don't think any of this is a coincidence.
Well, I mean, look, again, it goes back to what we always say, follow the money. Mm-hmm. If the drug cartels are making so much money, don't they want their business to continue to grow? And one of the ways to continue to grow is to make sure that you can get people across the border unfettered along with your drug supply.
Right.
So it would make sense. So who do you want to win this election? Would it be part of the Biden-Harris team that opened the borders wide open and created all these things that we're talking about and the fentanyl overdoses? Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're peddling all that stuff and you're peddling illegal stuff like, you know, sex trafficking, who do you want in charge? The people that turn a blind eye to the border and let things run crazy? Or would you want Donald Trump in there with law and order squeezing the border and being tough on crime?
And now we have, another 2,500 trying to get here before the election?
Yeah, they're heading here from southern Mexico. And
amazing.
These gangs, would they enlist the help of other gangs? I mean, look, you watch TV and you watch the movies, and yes, there's some stuff done for dramatic purposes, but make no mistake about it, organized crime is real.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have, when you feel like you're going to go pretty much unfettered in terms of being punished or caught, and you've already been in a Venezuelan prison, how tough do you think it would be if you did have to spend some time in an American prison?
Vacation.
Be nothing.
Vacation time. But the food's better.
Be tougher making French fries at McDonald's than spending time in prison in America.
Yes. In
compared to what they've been through.
Absolutely.
Yeah. These are scary, scary people.
Mm-hmm.
Make no mistake about it. So who do bad people want to win? And if you want more power, you do everything you could to help the party that's opening the door for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's bugging me for sure. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control is up next. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Before you get going, air it out.
Oh, man.
What's bugging you?
Bugging you.
Prepare for the day.
Morning therapy is a phone call away. 877-W-SKY-TALK. What's bugging you? On 97.3 The Sky.
All righty, then. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling, so we fit right in. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's free therapy. Call in now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, call back. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
The progressive Democrat operatives in Michigan are already preparing their alibi and excuses for a vote counting fraud. in 2020, Trump put Rudy Giuliani in charge of his campaign to correct the election fraud. A tired old loser like Giuliani is not what we need. Trump, first of all, Trump needs to send a platoon of lawyers to Michigan and get some injunctions against this and some coverage of this or something. And then he needs to find a tiger, and I mean a real tiger, a tiger like Bob Rose or Greg, to put in charge of his counter operation against this fraudulent vote scheme. Thank you.
I never had a tiger, but I did have a pet named Mike Tyson once.
Really?
No, I was trying to make it funny, but oh. You didn't give me the...
I was trying to figure out what kind of pet it was.
Instead of a pet tiger like Mike Tyson had in a movie, I had a pet named Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. I'll explain it to you later. Let's move on here.
Explain it, you know.
Yeah. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I called you last week about the... I said that we're headed toward a civil war in this country, and what they're doing, allowing all these people to come across the border, setting up these gangs and everything, who knows who's behind all that, but we're in a bad place, and now we're spreading this war around the world, and Mike Johnson was on NBC yesterday in the morning talking head show, Meet the Press, and he was talking about we need to attack Iran, we need to be involved in that and everything. And China and Russia are both allies with Iran. We're headed toward a world war.
We are, but it's all going to end when Trump gains the presidency, because he's going to work those things out, and then he will slowly kind of starve Iran and Russia the way he did before with oil, getting very low prices. They won't have money to run their warlike campaigns. So hang in there. I think what you're seeing there is on that pathway, but we're going to stop that. We're going to show up, and we're all going to vote, right? Early voting has begun everywhere, I think, by now. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, that's what's bugging me. I saw on ABC this morning that 9,000 people had voted on the first day in Marion County. I have no idea in Gainesville. But the newscaster, she didn't even pause when they were talking about what is supposed to be the coldest day of the year is November 1st. Oh, that's election week. Tuesday election day. No, that's election week.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is that I still have to sit around 3 months waiting, picking my Botox until future President Trump can begin the biggest deportation operation in American history. Because if you remember from Red Dawn, the Venezuelans and the Russians were the main aggressors. And so I just need to get this stuff underway. I already sent my vote in, so things are going to be good, I'm thinking. Thanks, guys.
He just forgot one thing.
What's that?
Wolverines.
Oh, there you go.
Come on, man.
There you go.
Come on, man.
I'm probably going to get a vote today. That's my plan. Going to take mom to the polls as well. Bugs me when I hear that a lot of gun owners and Christians don't vote. That's unacceptable. That is absolutely unacceptable. Two groups who have, when the left wins, the biggest chances of losing a lot of rights.
A lot of freedoms. Critical freedoms.
Need to get out there and vote properly.
I can understand how a gun owner could sit on the sidelines. But look, there's issues that, you know, you can have opinion, you go back and forth, sure. They skew the numbers, the economy, all that stuff.
Right.
But this is clear. Democrats, for how many years, have been attacking the Second Amendment from all different ways, all different sides, any way they can. They're like little rats chewing on the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And if left unfettered, they will absolutely rip that right away from us. You better believe it. So, I mean, you know, you don't care about, you know, your family's future in terms of rights and stuff. Yeah, just sit on the sidelines and watch this whole country get flushed down a toilet. What are you going to tell your kids and grandkids? Yeah, I had a chance to help the cause, but I was mad at both sides. so I didn't vote. Yeah, while your kids are answering in, you know, Mandarin. Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Christians, all the same, all right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All the same.
Yep.
Let's go to Lisa. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. The mail-in ballot thing. Years ago, you know, I voted by mail a couple times. Years ago, I found out that they can reject your mail-in ballot if your signature doesn't match. Mm-hmm. So out of curiosity, I went to the courthouse to check, you know, look at my signature, and by golly, it had changed very much over the years. I changed the way I was signing my name. So I re-upped it at, you know, got it on record correctly at the courthouse, and I had voted mail-in ballot, and I called in to the courthouse to make sure they received my ballot and counted it. So anybody mail-in balloting, which I don't do anymore, I suggest you call the courthouse and make sure they received your ballot.
That is wonderful advice. If you're going to do the mail-in, make sure the signature matches. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I don't know if you've seen the commercial that they say DeSantis is using taxpayer money for about the abortion. It's basically like a PSA setting the record straight about the abortion law, how if you see some of these pro-abortion commercials, it's ridiculous. But this morning I was watching the Florida This Week on PBS, and everybody there saying it's an anti-Amendment 4 commercial. It never mentions it at all, and they're saying it's illegal for the state of Florida to set the record straight of what the actual law is on when you can get abortion in the state.
Yeah, no, they don't know. They don't know how the law works, and if you're the incumbent, and public service announcements, et cetera. Look, they're desperate, they're grasping, whatever the case may be. Appreciate it, Donnie. Hey, coming up at 8:05, he's a candidate for state representative. His name is Chad Johnson. He's going to be on the air with us in a little over 30 minutes, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
The endorsement of the official union of Border Patrol agents.
The news that's trending.
Prevented the third assassination attempt.
This man was armed and arrested outside of a Trump Coachella rally.
The news that's now.
He refuses to release his medical record.
She's sinking in the polls. She's desperate.
Donald Trump's health is on display.
The news station.
Food prices going up.
He has no plan.
The local coverage you need.
The election coverage you want.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And one of your top stories is Fox News reporting there could be as much as a four-day delay to find out, you know, who the next president is going to be. That just, you know, it should be unacceptable. What a mess. Michigan reporting in, yeah, it might be a couple, it might be a day or two, even though they've changed their rules where they can start counting their like absentee and mail-in votes earlier than they had previous. They should be able to get it done on time.
You would think so.
But, you know, this is the world we live in now. Hey, by the way, 'tis the season. Haunted Trail. A one-mile haunted trail. This is, look, people are going to be looking for stuff to do this weekend. You don't have to look very far. There's a ton of stuff going on. We're involved with Oktoberfest celebration at Audi of Gainesville that goes to benefit the Ronald McDonald House. This is a haunted trail that's out in the Melrose Keystone area that goes to benefit Soldiers Freedom Outdoors and helping veterans. That's going to be a lot of fun. And that is going on this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
That sounds fun.
Out there, yeah.
Just, that sounds fun.
Yeah, go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org and get more information on that. We've got other great events that we'll share with you as we continue on. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Chad Johnson. He's a candidate for state rep. This is the seat that's held by Chuck Clemens, but he's termed out on that. So looking forward to talking to him. And as Election Day nears, there's many issues, but one stands out as a potential game changer. Crime.
Oh, yeah.
Crime, especially when you talk about swing states and the key swing states. This just might be the catalyst that tips the election toward Donald Trump. Ongoing political debates? Yeah, they can go on. Left, right, all the lies that go back and forth, especially the Democrats lying at, you know, about Donald Trump. He's going to go after Social Security, Medicare. It's like, they never get tired of that one, do they?
Oh, yeah.
But the voters, you should be tired of it because it's one long lie that they just perpetuate and keep going. It's a lie.
Year after year.
Just like everything else they're saying about Trump. They're actually telegraphing everything that they say about Trump are things they're actually doing or planning on doing. So that scares me when they talk about Social Security and Medicare. That means they're going to stick their hands in there. Oh, that's right. No, don't worry. It'll be like for social justice. And it'll, no, it's really going to help. It's going to help. Yeah, just like Obamacare raised the rates for a family of four by $2,500, even though we were told it would lower our out-of-pocket cost by $2,500. Talk about a big lie.
Yeah.
A $5,000 swing for families?
That's the big lie.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, well, then the other lie, of course, if you like your doctor and your health insurance, you can keep them.
Except when you can't.
Yeah, which was exactly the design. So talk about, so you've got battleground states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona. And as safety becomes more of an issue, this actually, I think, could help push more females who would hold their nose and vote for Trump.
Yeah.
Don't like his, what they consider his abrasive personality, because when you watch the mainstream media, they're never going to show him in a flattering light. But not everybody hates him. And how do I know that? Look, when he did the TV show, The Apprentice, it was one of the top shows.
Oh, yeah.
He ran for office with no political experience, and he won in 2016. So the media wants to pretend like, you know, everybody hates Trump. That's another one of their big lies. So I think some women who normally, you know, might not like his personality or maybe his past, I think they might be coming around going, yeah, as much as I don't like him, I know that my streets will be safer with somebody like him in a leadership position. I know the chances of my son going off to war are a lot less with a Donald Trump in
there.
I know that when we go to get gas and groceries, which we have to do all the time because we've got a family, I know that Trump will get those things under control. And so personality aside, I think that this is going to push it to where more and more females look at Trump seriously and possibly vote for him.
And I wonder if conservative Christian women are having any rethoughts that maybe they were liking Kamala until she made her little off-the-cuff after, you know, spending week after week in black churches around the country trying to get souls to the polls, as she says. I wonder after her little comment when someone shouted out in the crowd, Jesus is King or Jesus is Lord, and they heard her response versus Trump's response, I just kind of wonder if that will at least, if that's important to you, I wonder if that will get people thinking just a little bit.
Well, any time that you disparage believers, I would think that believers would be irritated by that. Let's go back to what Kamala said and what somebody shouted out.
And again, we're not going to be gaslighted on this. We remember Donald Trump hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he intended. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
What did the person shout out?
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Or King. Some said King, but I thought it was Lord.
Or Jesus is King or Lord, whatever.
Either one.
It's difficult.
No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
Wow.
Well, you know, listen to who was cheering. This is the same kind of thing we heard when, what was it, the state of New York pushed a big thing to third trimester abortions legalized. They cheered. They cheered like they won the Super Bowl. It was one of the most grotesque things that I've ever witnessed in my life. Look, you feel a certain way about a certain issue. You're there to represent the people. You vote a certain way. I might not like it, but that's one thing. But when you cheer about the ability to take a baby's life right up to the time it is actually screaming and crying, coming out of the, you know, the whole cervical canal, it's grotesque. There's no other way to describe it. Now, on the other hand, you got this guy.
The Trump rallies, we don't tell Christians to get lost. We tell Christians to get out and vote.
Yeah.
There you go.
Get out and vote.
Absolutely.
If you want to leave your kids or grandkids with any chance at a decent life, I'm not kidding you, man. Get out there and vote. The Christians and gun owners that are on the sidelines
No excuse.
No.
No excuse.
No, you got to do it. So, anyway, crime will be a big issue. And then you have to see, will the evangelicals show up? Which, again, I remember when those numbers came out, you and I was shocked.
Yeah.
It was a big number of those who don't participate.
I don't get it.
In elections.
I just don't get it.
I mean, I don't know. Render under Caesar. I mean, it's you know, you still have a voice in the government.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, and you know that the protections you have via the Constitution, you know, they're already taking away freedom of speech. They, meaning the left, they squash it every chance they get.
Oh, they lament that they don't have total control over social media yet, and that they're not on the same page. Because if you get blocked on one, they want you blocked on all of them.
Well, and remember, so the freedom of religious expression is also...
Yes.
In the First Amendment, contained within the First Amendment. So, yeah, you can sit back and watch the world turn to a giant oozing pus-filled boil, or you can actually do something about it. Make America great again.
Now, there's a visual for you between the two. Yeah.
And I couldn't be any clearer, could I?
No, you couldn't. oh, man.
Yeah. Former President Trump. On Monday, he was in Western North Carolina. I could tell when I was listening to him speak. Well, first of all, his remarks are off the cuff. He doesn't have a teleprompter. He took questions and stuff. And I could just tell that he was moved by the kind of damage that he saw. He was also moved by the people coming together. But those two things, you know, just seeing these people can still come together.
Yeah.
And they want to rebuild their homes, their towns. You know, basically, were washed away, and you could tell that had an emotional impact on him. And I got to tell you, if you need to rebuild and you need things to happen and economic help, he's the guy, man. He's the guy. It is 7:45. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to have special guest Chad Johnson in the studio, candidate for state rep. We'll talk to him coming up. More headlines on the way. And don't forget the Bob Rose podcast, the Bob Rose Show. You can download it anywhere you normally get your podcast and just click on subscribe. All right. Another day in paradise, my friends. Here we are, 7:51. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy. It is all going on. Special guest Chad Johnson. We'll have him in a few minutes. He's running for state representative. That's Chuck Clemens' seat that he's termed out of. So we're looking forward to that. I gave you the information about the haunted trail, a one-mile haunted hike. That's better than just maybe going to a haunted house, and it's all to raise money for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, and that kicks off Thursday. It goes on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org for more info. It's going to be a good time. Now, you always know somebody's like, oh, yeah, those things, they're not scary. I'm not scared.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take them to a scary place?
Yeah.
A Tennessee haunted house,
yeah,
dubbed a torture chamber under disguise, is still operating despite the owner being probed for traumatizing visitors and calls for the sadistic experience to be permanently axed.
Wow.
Now, listen to this. To go in, this is worse than going to a P. Diddy party where you don't know what's going to happen to you, right?
All right.
Instead of a one-page NDA,
yeah,
you actually have to sign a 40-page waiver to enter the... Yes!
40 pages?
Yeah.
That's scary enough.
They call it McCamey Manor, the controversial House of Horrors in Summertown, about 70 miles southwest of Nashville. Apparently, it's been... For years, it's been going on and dogged by complaints of violence and inhumane treatment against participants. Some participants said they were waterboarded, tased, whipped, taunted with spiders and trapped in boxes during their no escape nightmare.
Oh, wow.
I mean, hey, you said you wanted to be scared, right? Wow.
That's something else.
The waiver indicates that, are you ready for this? Tooth pulling, finger breaking, or head shaving also might have to be endured. They actually list those things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Tooth pulling.
Oh, that hurts.
Tooth pulling.
Head. I mean, come on. You're just. Wow.
We're known for no quitting and no safe word, boasted the owner, Russ McCamey, who was running the haunted house there since 2017. Apparently, Hulu has just recently done a documentary about the horrors. Either you actually complete the tour, which is not going to happen, or you mentally or physically are such at a breaking point that it's not safe for you to continue, and I need to take you out, he said. You won't finish it.
That's pretty amazing. But 40, I mean, that's like buying a house, 40 pages worth.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If all of those crazy, horrible things said about me are true, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be free running around doing what I do. And after years wow. of on and off backlash, McCamey and his extreme haunt were again catapulted back into the national spotlight when that Hulu piece came out, Monster Inside, America's Most Extreme Haunted House. Apparently started streaming last year. I haven't seen it. Not sure that.
So would you go to something that takes 40 pages to sign off on?
No.
I mean.
No. And you probably have to. I mean, he doesn't do it for free. So you're going to pay, you know, you're going to pay to be.
Have your tooth pulled? Wow.
I mean, I can imagine it being maybe for people in the area like a. Sort of a rite of passage, like how far did you get, maybe?
Right. College
how
kids,
long did you make?
Initiation.
Yeah. But,
And I love a good scare. I love a good haunted house, but.
Some participants featured in the documentary complained on camera about the violence and claimed that there was no way to escape their ordeal once it was underway. Tennessee Attorney General actually launched an investigation into it. A 2019 promotional video from the McCamey's Manor had a YouTube page depicts some of the horrors visitors are subjected to, getting dragged via heavy chains, locked into confined spaces while water pours in. Oh, I would not like that one for sure. Participants have been required to present proof that they recently had a healthy physical exam and take a background check. So I guess they don't want, you know, there could be what, you know, quote unquote, tough guys going in there.
Repercussion happened.
Trying to beat up the people that are doing scary, scary stuff to you. Tell you what. Forget that haunted house thing. Once again, you want the haunted trail. That'll be a haunting good time. SoldiersFreedomOutdoors.org. Coming up, Chad Johnson, candidate for state rep. We'll talk to him next right here on 97.3 The Sky.